Kaliovsky had arrived at the Theatre of Liberty, causing quite a sensation with his automaton, which looked as though it was modelled on that poor woman, Madame Perrien, but a hideous mockery of what she had looked like. Though the audience had clapped when she walked unaided to her seat, her movements were jerkier than Kaliovsky would have liked. He sat himself down in the front row next to his automaton, with Balthazar at his feet, and stretched out his legs. He all but had Tetu within his grasp, for he was certain that it was the dwarf who had sent the invitation. With the coming of the terror, Tetu would need protection. Together, what couldn't they do? From the prompt desk, Monsieur Olard dared himself to look into the face of the man sitting in the front row, who had haunted him ever since that terrible day when Topolin's body had been found in his office. He held on tight to the black cap in his pocket. The feel of it comforted him and calmed his shredded nerves. "Are we ready?" he asked Tetu nervously.
"Oh, yes, my friend."
Tetu flexed his fingers as if about to play a piano.
"Bring up the curtain."
Kaliovsky appeared to take little pleasure in what was happening on stage. The show itself was just a cacophony of patriotic songs, drivel for the masses that fed into the fever of the moment. Tetu was interested to see how tightly Kaliovsky controlled his automaton. No wonder she had moved so stiffly. He started gently to play with her threads of light, expecting at any moment that Kaliovsky would become aware of what he was doing, for a true shaman would know instinctively when someone else was interfering. It didn't take him long to discover that Kaliovsky was a mere amateur with no natural gift. Tetu stood the automaton up. Standing next to Kaliovsky, she started to sing the Marseillaise. In the flicker of the oil lamps, the audience and the actors on stage were taken aback by this creature and her ethereal voice. A shout went up from the audience.
"Bring up the lights! Let's have a proper look!"
As if on cue, the automaton turned to bow at them. Try as he might, Kaliovsky could not regain control of the threads of light. He could do nothing but sit there and envy the brilliance of such sorcery. The audience were soon out of their seats and singing along with the automaton, tears rolling down their faces. Kaliovsky was caught, and he knew it. He was forced to take unwarranted credit for his patriotic creation. By the time the curtain came down, the applause was deafening. He was unable to leave his seat, as members of the audience came to stare at the automaton and ask him questions about it. He hissed to one of his henchmen,
"Fetch me the theatre manager."
Monsieur Olard had refused to be hurried down the gangway, no matter how many times the henchman prodded him in the back. He insisted on stopping and talking to the odd patron, who would jokingly ask whether he was going to offer Kaliovsky's automaton a job in his theatre. With every measured step, he felt a little braver. At last he reached the front row. Kaliovsky had a look that said, "You will be dead unless you can explain this." "Are you responsible for sending me two tickets to see this travesty of a show?" Monsieur Olard held tight to the black cap in his pocket.
I don't think the rest of the audience think it a travesty."
Kaliovsky stood up. He towered over Monsieur Olard, who instinctively took a step backwards as his stomach lurched forwards. He'd forgotten quite how frightening the man was. "The dwarf is in the theatre, I know it," hissed Kaliovsky.
You mean Tetu?"
"You know I do," spat Kaliovsky.
"Well, I don't know if he is here. I will make inquiries. But first, I must congratulate you, citizen, and ask you how such magic is accomplished."
He knew he had him. Kaliovsky was not going to admit the automaton's performance had little or nothing to do with him.
"If he is here, shall I say you would like to see him?"
He never finished what he was saying, for the automaton said loudly,
"Don't take me home. I want to stay."
The audience started to clap.
"That's it, citizen, you tell him," shouted someone. "Sing us some more songs."
"If you wish,"
said the automaton. Kalliovsky shot a murderous look at the theatre manager.